I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Archdiocese of Baltimore and Catholic Charities of Baltimore have taken part in launching Parish ID, which helps undocumented residents of the city obtain a non-governmental ID that has their photo and home address. Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, also known as BUILD, helped launch the program and says its aim is to allow residents to feel more comfortable interacting with the city's police department. Even though immigration laws are mostly enforced by federal authorities, illegal residents are less likely to report any crimes against them out of fear of getting arrested, separated from their families, or deported. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He urged Saudi leaders to have a, quote, transparent investigation into what happened to the journalist. Earlier today, Turkish forensic teams finished searching the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and according to an anonymous source, quote, certain evidence was found at the consulate showing Khashoggi was killed there. A state-run news agency in Turkey said that hours after it was announced that residences and vehicles of the Saudi consuls would be searched as well, the consul flew back to Saudi Arabia. Some reports are speculating that Saudi Arabia is preparing to announce that Khashoggi was killed during an interrogation gone wrong. The U.S. military announced that an airstrike on the Al-Shabaab extremist group in Somalia has killed around 60 militants, making it the deadliest attack on the group in almost a year. According to a report by the U.S. Africa Command, no civilians were injured or killed in the strike. This year, the U.S. has carried out over 24 airstrikes against Al-Shabaab, which is linked to Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, in Iran, militants kidnapped 14 members of a border security force near Pakistan. Two of the men are reported to be from the intelligence department, and the others a mix of regular border guards and volunteer members. Iranian media said that an Al-Qaeda-linked group claimed responsibility for the abductions. In a written message to the International Bridges of Peace meeting, Pope Francis said that religions are meant to build bridges, and if they stop pursuing a path of peace, they are contradicting their own nature. The Pope added that differences should not divide us, and that a person who truly believes will seek to open lines of communication at all times. Pope Francis's message warned of not succumbing to the, quote, demon of war, insanity of terrorism, and, quote, the deceitful strength of weapons. The Bridges of Peace meeting is a yearly gathering of religious and cultural leaders from around the world. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.